Today's daf is Yuma Daf Pei Gimel, and we are two lines from the top of Daf Pei Gimel Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Eliezer ben Brindel, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Sara bas Basia, Rafal Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, Sasi bas Ruchel, Arye Eliezer ben Malka, and Baruch Bendit ben Devora Hinda. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's us being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Avram ben Yibadu L'chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. And just again to mention that our Chabura will Be'ezus Hashem be making a Siyam on Mesechtes Yuma Thursday, July 8th at Tribeca Estates in South Fulsburg, New York. To RSVP, please email siyumdbs@gmail.com. Siyum siyumdbs@gmail.com. So the Mishnah on Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, the Seifa discussed when it's okay to allow a person to eat on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah said, Choyla machilin oisay al pi bekiyin. Someone that's a choyla, if the bekiyin, the doctors, deem that it's necessary for this person to eat, the halacha is machila noisa. If an ancient bekim, and if there are no bekim, machila noisa al piyatzma. Then, if the chayla himself says that he needs to eat, we allow him to eat. Zok de Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai said, chayla imer tzarech. The chayla says he needs to eat. But there's a doctor that says, that no, he doesn't have to eat. He'll be okay. Shoyim l'chayla. We listen to the chayla. Even though the chayla is not the professional, the doctor that's the professional says he doesn't have to eat, still we listen to the chayla. My timer, what's the reason? Because Shloim HaMelech said, lev yoideya maras nafshoy. A person sometimes understands his pain better than all the professionals in the world. As a result, if the chayla says he needs to eat, we allow him to eat. It's so poshit that that's the case. You need a pasuk. Lev yoideya maras nafshoy. If the chayla says he needs to eat, then, of course, we're not going to take risks and gambles and say that because the doctor says he doesn't have to eat, so therefore we're not going to give him teeth. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. It's not so poshut. I would have thought Reifa Kim Leitve. Maybe the Reifa knows better, and as a result, we listen to the doctor, not to the patient. Kamash Mulan. Reifa imet zarech. Rabbi Yanai continued. He said, what happens if the doctor says that this person needs to eat? The Chayla imet zarech. And the Chayla says he doesn't have to eat. Shemila Reifa. We listen to the doctor, my timer, what's the reason? Meaning, we just said Levi Yudei Amaris Nafshay, that the Chayla knows what he needs and what he doesn't need. So if the Chayla is saying he doesn't have to eat, if the doctor says he needs to eat, why are we listening to the doctor? So the Gemara says, Tunva hu denakele, because we assume that maybe the Chayla was overcome, Rashi says, with a shtus, machmas chalyoy, and as a result, even though he thinks he doesn't have to eat, really he does have to eat. Therefore, Rabbi Yanai said, if the Chayla says he has to eat, even if the doctor says not, we give it to the Chayla. If the doctor says he has to eat, even if the Chayla says not, we give him to eat as well. Either way, whether it's the chayla or whether it's the roifei, we're always gonna give the patient to eat. Now, what we just brought was Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai was an Amora, and Rav Yanai made two statements. He stated two halachas as it relates to giving food to a chayla on Yom Kippur. The first is we listen to the chayla even if he's going not like the doctor. The second is we listen to the doctor even if he's being contradicted by the chayla. Now, the truth is, the Mishnah, as we mentioned very briefly in the introduction, really also discussed this same shayla. The Mishnah also mentioned two halachas. First halacha of the Mishnah was chayla machila noisei al pi bekiyin. If there are two doctors and they say this chayla has to eat, we give him to eat. And then the Mishnah said, an ancient bekiyin, if there are no doctors, machila noisei al pi atzmi. Then if the chayla says he has to eat, then we allow him to eat. So the Gemara now is going to assume it's Muschul Rishon is going to be that Rav Yanai's two statements don't reconcile with the Mishnah's two statements. How so? Tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Chayla Machila Nois Al Pi Bekiyin. The Chayla, if they're Bekiyin, if they're two doctors, we give the Chayla to eat. Says the Gemara to the Yukim. Number one, Al Pi Bekiyin in Al Pi Atzmei Loi. It sounds like only if the doctors say that he should eat, do we allow the Chayla to eat. But if the Chayla himself would say that he needs to eat, that wouldn't be enough of a reason for us to allow him to eat. Not just that, Al Pi Bekiyin in Al Pi Baki Yachad Loi. Bekiyin is a Lashon Rabbim. It sounds like you have to have two doctors as opposed to one doctor. In other words, the Gemara is asking from the ratio of the Mishnah on both halachas that Rav Yanai said. Rav Yanai said we listen to the chayla. Rav Yanai says we listen to the roife. For Eitah Gemara, the ration of the Mishnah said we listen to two doctors, two roifim. That's not like the first thing Rav Yanai said. It's not like the second thing Rav Yanai said. First thing Rav Yanai said was we listen to the chayla. Mishnah says we listen to two Reifen. The second thing Rabbi Yannai said was we listen to the Reife, Lashon Yachid, even one doctor. The Mishnah says we listen to the Reife, we only listen to two doctors. So because of these two kashas, what the Gemara is going to do now, for the next five or six lines, it's going to have to make an Oikimta in the Reish of the Mishnah. And once we have an Oikimta, so then we'll say that the Mishnah is talking about one thing, and Rabbi Yannai was talking about something else. And the Gemara is going to take a few attempts to develop what this Oikimta is. So we're going to see the exercise of the Gemara of the Amiram in real time. Says the Gemara, maybe the Mishnah is talking about where the Chayla himself said, I don't need to eat. Meaning, I don't think it's necessary. Now that obviously answers the first question. First question was, what do you need doctors for? Ask the Chayla. Oh, because the Chayla said he doesn't have to eat. And if the Chayla would say he needs to eat, maybe we would allow the Chayla. It also answers the second question. Second question was, why do you need two doctors? One doctor should be enough. Oh, the Teretz is because the Chayla said he doesn't need to eat. So if there was one doctor who said he needs to eat, and the Chayla says he doesn't have to eat, maybe it'd be one against one, and we wouldn't allow him to eat. So that's the reason that we need two doctors. But the Gemara says, no, it doesn't really work. It's velisfale alpi baki. At the end of the day, if there's one doctor saying he needs to eat, even if the Chayla says he doesn't have to eat, one against one, there's no question in the world that we're going to be mekel. And not just that, Rav Yannai even said a svara that we're concerned that maybe he was overcome with a shtus was the chayla. So Rav Yannai said, clearly we listen to one roifer, even if he's being contradicted by the chayla. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's talking about where the chayla said that he doesn't have to eat, and he had a doctor that was with him that also said he doesn't have to eat. So over there, if you would only have one doctor saying he has to eat, it would be two saying he doesn't have to eat. Against one that says he does have to eat, you wouldn't allow him to eat. So the Mishnah, that if you have two doctors that say he has to eat, being that it's two against two, it's the two doctors that are saying eat, against the one chayla who's saying, I don't have to eat, and the one doctor that he has with him that's also saying he doesn't have to eat, and it's for that reason, it's machilin oisah, but only with two ways. But the Gemara says, machilin oisah al pipikim pshita, that's also pashit. It's pashit that if there's two doctors saying eat, and a doctor and the chayla saying not to eat, that you would allow him to eat. Why? Because at the very least, it's a suffix. Now, every time you have a suffix, you have to pull out the Shulchan Aruch and figure out what to do. Sfeke de Reis al-Khumra, Sfeke de Rabban al-Kula, suffix Erev this, suffix this, that, right? There's different sugyas where suffix plays it out differently. But in our sugya, we're dealing with a person's life. Sfeke de Gemara, it's Vaita Pasha, because suffix Nefasha. So at the end of the day, it's a suffix Nefasha, the suffix Nefasha is the Hakel. So again, you're going to tell me the case of the Mishnah is talking about where there were two doctors that said he needs to eat, and the Chayla and one doctor said he doesn't have to eat. Kamash Malon Achidish of the Mishnah that we give him to eat. Of course we give it to eat. So the Gemara says, okay, we have to add one more piece to the Oikimta. It's talking about where the Chayla said, I don't have to eat, and he had two doctors with him that also said that he doesn't have to eat. Now there were two doctors that said he did have to eat. Sokta Mishnah. It's two against three. Now you already would have thought, two against three, why are we giving him to eat? Kamash Malon, we give him to eat. And the Gemara explains the Chiddush. Even though Rav Safra said, Trey Kameo Meo Ketrey, then when it comes to Eidos, there's no Milan having more than two. Two is like 100, and 100 is like two. Hanibil Inyan Eidos. That's only true regarding Eidos. Aval Inyan, Umdin Abbasat Deis Aslinim. But when it comes to taking a professional opinion, a vote, not Hilchas Eidos per se, then of course, you do a tally, and more is always going to win. So if that's the case, the Gemara is speaking out. So if you have three people that are saying he doesn't have to eat, two are saying he does have to eat, so the Chayrish shouldn't have to eat. So now the Gemara says, V'hani milin yir umdina mamayna. That's only true when it's an umdina that deals with mominus. Aval hacha, safik, nefashasu. But again, over here, you're dealing with somebody's life, and being that you're dealing with somebody's life, so it's for that reason, even though it's two against three, we're going to follow the two. So just to come up for breath for 1 second, what the Gemara just said was that avada, one doctor is enough to allow a person to eat on Yom Kippur. Even the Chayla himself is enough to allow the person. So why did Mishnah say two doctors? Mishnah said, Machilin Oisei Al Pi Bekiyin. It's a Lashon Rabban. The Bekiyin are doctors. They're the professionals in the sugya. So why is it that you need two? One should be enough, or ask the Chayla. It's talking about what the Chayla said, I don't have to eat. Not just that, he had two other people that said he doesn't have to eat. So there's three people saying that it's not necessary to eat. Afal Pekin, when it comes to Safik Nefashis, we look even at the minority opinion. Because even though when it comes to Umdina, we go Basar Rav Deyos, but not when it comes to Nefashis. When it comes to Nefashis, we're even going to go based on the Miut of the Deyos. But the Kitzer, what Rav Yannai just did was, is he made an Oikimta in the ratio of the Mishnah. Now, one of the things that he said was, is the Chayla in the Mishnah saying he doesn't have to eat. That's how he answered the kasha. What do you even have to talk to the doctor? Just ask the chayla. Leave your day in Maris Nafsha. So there was an akimta. The akimta was, the chayla said that he doesn't have to eat. So the Gemara has a problem. Midik tani seifa. There was a seifa in the Mishnah. The seifa said the main chavikin. If there's no doctors to ask, machila noisei al pi atzmoi. So then we ask the chayla. And if the chayla says he needs to eat, we allow him to eat. Says the Gemara, mechlal dereshet al matzarech. Meaning, the seifa is talking about what the chayla said he has to eat. And the Mishnah said if there's no doctors to ask, so let him eat. The Gemara assumes if the Seif is talking about what the Chayla said he needs to eat, the Reisha is also talking about what the Chayla said he needs to eat. Narvas, in the Reisha, there are doctors. Because they're doctors, we don't speak to the Chayla. We speak instead to the doctors. If that's the case, it's Vaiter, Kasha, and Rav Yanai. Meaning, Rav Yanai said that we listen to the patient. Because Levi Yedei Amaris Nafshei. The Gemara's Kasha was, what do you mean? How come in the Reisha of the Mishnah we're not speaking to the patient? Why are we asking a doctor, not just that, two doctors? So the Gemara said, because the patient in the Reisha of the Mishnah said he doesn't have to eat. So the Gemara, the Seif he needs to eat. And the assumption is the Reisha and the Seif is the same. He's saying the same thing. The difference is in the Reisha we're not listening to him because there's doctors. In the Seif we are listening to him because there's no doctors. But the point is that the Akinta of Rav Yanai that the Reisha is talking about, where the Chayla himself said any tzarech, seems to be upgefrak from the Seifa. So the Gemara says, no, chasure mechzer of a hachik tani. Meaning, if you read the Mishnah the way we have the Mishnah, it would be a problem. But we can add a little bit of language, a little verbiage into the Mishnah, and we can make this work. House of the Medvar, Mamur, and Damaloy Tzarech. What's the... When is it that we listen to the doctors if the patient himself said, loy tzarech? So the Chayla said, loy tzarech. So then we speak to the doctors. We figure out what they do. And if it's two against two and two against three, aval amat sarachani. But if he said, I need to eat, then ein sham biki in trei, elochad do amaloy tzarach machilon. If you don't have two doctors that are saying to the contrary, even if there's one, then the halach is you would give him to eat. However, if there'd be two saying to the contrary, you would not give him to eat. In other words, the Reisha of the Mishnah is talking about where the Chayla said, ein tzarach. The Seif of the Mishnah is talking about where the Chayla said, tzarach. Now, this last line that we just learned is going to segue into this last piece of Gemara before the Mishnah. And that is, the way Rabbi Yanai just explained the Mishnah is the ratio the Mishnah is talking about where the Chayla said, I don't have to eat. He had two people also saying he didn't have to eat. So, the Mishnah, if there's two doctors that I'd say he has to eat, we follow the two, even though they're the minority opinion. Very interesting idea that when it comes to Dine Nefashis, we don't take votes. We even follow the minority opinion, two against three. Two is going to win. What was the Seif of the Mishnah? And the Seif of the Mishnah, v'en ein sham bikiyin machil enoyse al piyatzmi. So clearly, he's saying he needs to eat. Says the Mishnah, we'll listen to him in ein sham bikiyin. And the way Rabbi Yanai explained it was, if you don't have two doctors contradicting him, then we listen to the patient. If, however, there are two doctors contradicting him, then we will. So when do we listen to the chayla? If either no one's contradicting him, or even if one person is contradicting him, Lev Yodei Amaris Nafshe. But if two people are contradicting him, then we won't listen to him. So the Gemara, that note, Mabra Avashi argued. He said, Kol Heicha Da'ama Tzarechani. Whenever the Chayla says, I need to eat, Afilu Ika Neya Da'amri Loi Tzarech. Even if there are 100 people that say, Loi Tzarech, Ledidei Shamir, we listen to him. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Lev Yodei Amaris Nafshe. So Mabra Avashi is arguing big time on what Rav Yanai said. Rav Yanai said, we listen to the Chayla, but only in Ein Sham Bikiyin. If you don't have two people contradicting. Mabra Avashi said, you can have 100 people contradicting. You're always going to listen to the Chazok, the Gemara, Tanan. How did Marbar Avashi learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, I'm in Shabbat Kiyin. If there's no doctors, Machil and Isal Piyatzma, it sounds like Tabit like a Bikin, only because there's no doctors contradicting him. Like, if there would be doctors contradicting him, Loy. So the Gemara says, no, Hachi Kam, Abba Medvar, Mamur, and Dama Loitzar. When is it that we follow the doctors if he said, I don't have to eat? Abel, Amat Zarech, and if he says, I need to eat, then Ein Shom Bikin Klau. What does that mean? Ein Shom Bikin Klau? Rashi? You could have all the doctors in the world and all their degrees are worthless. We don't listen to them. That's the point. The point is that we listen to what the Chayla is saying. Not im ein sham bikiyin. Ein sham bikiyin. There's no bikiyus. They have no right to tell the patient that you don't need to eat if the patient thinks he needs to eat. And the reason is, Shenemar, Lev Yodei Amaris Nafshe. So this is a little bit of a cheshbin, but what emerges from the Gemara is as follows. What emerges is that if the Chayla says, I need to eat, even if he's not a doctor, he's not a professional, if nobody's contradicting him, we give him to eat. Even if there's one doctor that's saying, no, he doesn't have to eat, it doesn't matter. Lev Yodei Amaris Nafshe, we're going to give him to eat. What if there's a machloikis between the Chayla and the doctors? Meaning, the Chayla says, I need to eat, and there's not one doctor contradicting him. There's two, there's 3, there's 100. That's a machloekes. Rav Yanai said, we listen to the chayla when it's 1 against 1, but if it's more than 1 against 1, we're not going to listen to the chayla. My Rav Ashi said no. He says, Levi Adei Amaris Nafshi goes to such a degree that we can even listen to the chayla if he's being contradicted by several doctors. What about as it relates to the doctor itself? So if one doctor is contradicted by the chayla, even though Levi Adei Amaris Nafshi, but if the doctor says he has to eat, we give him to eat. One doctor against one doctor, we're also going to give him to eat. If it's 2 against 2, 3 against, we're always going to go le-kula. Safik nefashas lahakul, we're always going to be meko. What we saw, chiddush over here was, is if it's one doctor against 2, then we're going to go with the 2. But once you have 2, in yesham bikiyim, that was the Mishnah, if there's 2 doctors, even if they're going against 3, and even if he's going against the chayla, once you have 2 doctors, at that point, you're always going to follow the doctor. So obviously, ask your local rabbi as it relates to these types of halachas, because they're clearly tricky. But just one thing as it relates to halacha l'maisa, b'negei the machlokes Rav Yanai and Marbe Rav Ashi, not surprisingly, we paskin like Marbe Rav Ashi. We paskin kol heicha da'amat tzarech, and whenever the chayla says, I need something, afilu ikam meya da'amri loyitzach, even there are 100 people that say he doesn't need it, l'didei shamino, we listen to the chayla, shenemar leiv yoideya maras nafsha. In this next Mishnah that we're about to learn, is an absolute classic. Zok de Mishnah, Misha Achli Bulmis. Some of it was overcome with Bulmis. Rashi describes Bulmis. Choyli, it's a sickness. Ha'oiches machmas ra'avoin. That comes to a person because he was hungry. So if someone doesn't eat, if someone doesn't drink for a long period of time, he's at risk of developing Bulmis. Ain of chaos. Now, as far as the symptoms go, his eyesight starts going. V'umasukin lamos. And he's literally at the point where we treat him in Allah as a choylish niyesh baik sakana. U'kishamarisa chayzeres. When his eyesight comes back, b'yaduash en esrapa. That's the sign that he had a refuah. So on that note, mishach say bulmas. Someone's overcome with bulmas. We give him food. If it's Yom Kippur, we give him food on Yom Kippur. We even give him non-kosher food. Achi yu'uru enim. Until his eyesight comes back. Because like Rashi said, once his eyesight comes back, that's already a sign that he had a refuah. The point is that bulmas is considered a machla sheyesh bei sakana. So if someone has bulmas, we do whatever we need to do. Mishan ashkei kelev shaita. If somebody was bitten by a kelev shaita. So the Gemara is going to talk exactly about what a kelev shaita is, but we know what a kelev is, a dog, and we know what a shaita is. So this dog is a quote-unquote kelev shaita. So the halach is im achila noise mechatzar kovet shalom. So Rashi says there were doctors that had the custom that if somebody was bit by a kelev shaita, they would take the liver of that kelev and they would feed it to the patient. Now to do that for a year is a problem because a dog is a non-kosher animal, and if you're going to feed the liver of this non-kosher animal, it's macholos asuras. So says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to feed it to the patient. Ramas ben Charish matter. Ramas ben Charish said you can. Oydem Ramas ben Charish. Ramas ben Charish said something else. Choshish begroinoy. If somebody has a problem with his throat, matilin loy sam betoich pib b'shabbos. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to give him medication. You can even be mechal Shabbos midei raisa. We'll see more about this in tomorrow's daf. The nation sofik nefashes, because a person that's choshish begroinoy is viewed as being in a state of sofik nefashes. The whole Sufik Nefashis, Doiches HaShabbos. And then the Mishnah gives an example, a very eerie example. Misha Nafla Olam Mapoilas. If somebody had a Mapoilas fall on top of him, so a building or a wall fell on somebody, Sufik Husham, Sufik Enesham, and there's a Sufik now. If the person is there or not there, meaning people know he was maybe there, but they don't know for sure if he's there. Sufik Chai, Sufik Enes. Or they know he's there. They don't know if he's alive. They don't know if he's not alive. Sufik Nachri, Sufik Yisrael. They don't know if he's a Yid, if he's not a Yid. Mefakchin Olav Esagal. The Loch is Mefakchin Olav Esagal. Metzau Chai, if they find him alive, Mefakchin, then they save him. The Mason, if they see he's not alive already on Yichud, then they could leave him, because at that point there's no Indian to be Mechal Shabbos. But what the Mishnah is saying is that when Mechal Shabbos, even for Sufik Nefashis, and the example that the Mishnah gives is Misha Nafla Olav Mapoilas. And as long as there's a Sufik that somebody's there and that he's a Yid and that he's alive, so Mefakchin Olav Esagal, we do anything we need to do to try to save this person's life. So just one ha'ara before we start the Gemara, because this first Gemara is going to be a classic as well. And that is the Mishnah said that Kelev Shoita Ein Machila Noisa Michatza Kovit Shalit. Ramasim Echarish Matas. So it was Machlaik Ramasim Echarish and the Chachamim with regards to whether it's okay to use a remedy that doctors used to use. So someone was bit by a dog, not just any dog, a Kelev Shoita. There was a presumed refuah where you take the liver of that dog and you feed it to the person that was bitten by the dog. That's a problem lahalacha because a dog is machalas asuros. Stating that, Ramas Mecharish said, being that someone that's bitten by a kelev shoyte is in a state of sakana, so you're allowed to do what you have to do. The Chachamim argued, the Chachamim said, kelev shoyte ein machil anoysoi michatzar kovet shaloi. And the question is why? Why do the Chachamim argue with Ramasya ben Choresh? And there's Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says the reason is because even though the doctors would use this refuah, but ain't a refuah gemura lahata lo isa. It's not a refuah gemura. Meaning Rashi said the reason the Chachamim argue with Ramasya ben Choresh is because they held that the refuah is a flawed refuah. And because the refuah is not a perfect refuah, so therefore you can't use it. The Rambam, however, in the Pirush HaMishnayos says a different shot. The Rambam says that the reason is because, let's be honest, and the Rambam was coming from a position of strength. The Rambam, in addition to being Rabban Shel Kol B'nei Agoilo, he was also a world-class physician. And the Rambam said that there's no medical explanation for why someone that was bitten by a dog, if he eats the liver of that dog, that's somehow going to be a refuah. Elamai, it's a davar seguli. It's something that's above our pay grade. It's something that we don't fully understand. Says the Rambam, this, that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for a chayla sheyesh by sakana, to give him some sort of refuah, that's if the refuah works bederech tivi. But if the refuah works bederech skuli, then that loch is, it's not going to be okay. And the Rambam's Pirush HaMishnayos at the very, very end of Masechtas Yuma, ayin sham b'lishoynoi hazav. So we have two poshet pshat ideas in terms of why the Chachamim argue with Ramasi ben Choresh. According to Rashi, the reason Chachamim argue with Ramasi ben Choresh is because they held it's not a refuah. So if it's not a refuah, so what are we doing? The Rambam says, no, it's nothing to do with if it's a refuah or not a refuah. It's because it's Bederech Skuli. And anything that's Bederech Skuli, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So what would be the Nafkamina? Nafkamina would be Pashit. Nafkamina would be, what happens if there's a refuah that works Bederech Skuli, but it's Badukum Menusa? It works, guaranteed. There are things like that. So it doesn't work b'derech teva. It works b'derech skuli. Would you be able to do it or not be able to do it? According to Rashi, you would be able to do it. Rashi didn't care that it was a dover skuli. Rashi was focusing on the fact that it's not a refuah gemura. It sounds like if it's a refuah gemura, even though it's b'derech skuli, that would be okay. According to the Rambam, you wouldn't be able to. The Rambam wasn't getting involved in clinical data when he said you can't do it. Maybe it works. That's not what the Rambam's saying. He says you can't be mechal Shabbos. You can't be over Yisurei Torah if the way you're violating the Isra Torah is Bederech Skuli. And we spoke out a long rabbite on this in Masechtas Shabbos Taf Kuf Tes, and we mentioned at the time a tshuva from the Tzemach Tzedek, the Altul Lubavitcher Rebbe, who was asked this question, and right at the beginning he says, at first glance, you want to know, are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Yeshua that's going to come with Derech Seguli? Are you allowed to give someone a Dovah Shal Refuah that involves the Nisr if it's with Derech Seguli? L'chair, it's totally in the Machloik, it's Rashi and the Rambam. We mentioned then a tshuva from the Marsham, with Rav Shlomo Kluger and Broad. Ayin Sham, regardless, Zok de Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. So the Mishnah said, Misha, actually, something that was overcome with boldness, so you let it give him even Dvarim Tmeim until his eyesight is restored. Tanu Rabbanon, Ayin Ho Yoyd Mesha Irenim. How do you know his eyesight was restored? So, Pash, you would say, could you see? That's not what the Gemara says. Misha Yavchin Ben Toiv L'ra. If his taste buds come back, that means his eyesight was restored. Amar Abaya, Abaya said it with Taima, meaning Yavchin Ben Toiv L'ra. Now he could see the difference between Tov and Ra, but he can taste the difference between Tov and Ra. This next Gemara is an even bigger classic. Tanu Rabbanon, one line. Misha achsoi bulmes. Somebody was overcome with bulmes. So, what did the Mishnah say? Machil enoise afilu dvarim tmei. You start grabbing food, you give him anything you can give him. However, machil enoise yakal haka. You have to make sure that you violate the smallest issa possible. Meaning, you open up the refrigerator and you open up a Shulchan Aruch and you start asking yourself, okay, so if I give him this, it's going to be this issa. If I give him that, it's going to be that issa. And you have to make a cheshbon. You have to try to figure out which issa is going to be the smallest of all the issurim. And based on your calculation, that's what you're supposed to do. Machilin oisoy hakal hakal, a classic Lashon HaGemara. The Makar is Masechtas Yuma, Daf Pei Gimel Amid Aleph. This daf deserves an asterisk just for those four words. Machilin Oisei Hakal Hakal. And then the Braisa goes on, and the Braisa starts giving examples. For Tevel V'Nevela. Let's say you have two choices. You can give the person Tevel, you can give him Nevela. Machilin Oisei Tevel. That's easy. You give him Nevela. Nevela is a Loisa say, but Tevel is Misa Bidei Shamayim. It's obviously Mochomer. Tevel V'Shvias. Let's say you can give him Tevel, you can give him Shvias food that you're not allowed to eat. That involves man beer. So Shvias, you give him Shvias, because Shvias in the worst case scenario, whatever the case is, will only involve an Isra Seh as opposed to Tevel, which involves, again, Misa Bidei Shemayim. Tevel the Truma. What if you have two choices? You can give the person Tevel, or you can give the person Truma. So just to visualize the case, there's a Chag L'Shiyesh by Sakana, and you have to give him Tefuah. So you have Tefuah in front of you. But right now, you didn't give Trumas and Maisras. Now, the Chayla is going to need all the Tefuah. So you have two choices. You could just give it to him right now without being Mafresh, Trumas, and Maisras. The problem is the Chayla is going to eat Tevel. Or what you could do is he could be Mafresh, Trumas. So there won't be an Issa Tevel anymore. The problem is he's going to eat the Trumas. Assuming he's a Zar, not a Kohen, that's going to be a problem. So what's the Kalakal? Is the Kalakal to give him the Tevel? Or is the Kalakal to give him the Trumas? So says the Gemara, Tanoi, that's really Machloikis Tanoi. The Tanya will learn to the Bryce, Machil and I say Tevel. One man says you give him Tevel. They Machil and I say Trumas, you don't give Trumas. And Tema said, Trumas, Valay Tevel. You're supposed to give him Trumas, you're not supposed to give him Tevel. Everybody agrees if you could give him chulin, meaning you don't have to give him tevel, you don't have to give him truma, then certainly that's the best option. The machlokes is where it wasn't possible. Again, meaning if you could be mafris, trumas, and maestras, and then just take the rest, meaning not the trumas and maestras, give everything else to the chayla, of course that's the best option. You don't have to give him tevel, you don't have to give him truma, just give him the shirai. So if that's a possibility, if it's efshe b'chulin, everybody agrees that's what you should do. The machlokes was, can you plead with the lay efshe b'chulin, where he has to eat everything. So everything is going to mean he's going to have to eat the truma if you're mafresh trumas. So is it better not to be mafresh trumas, let him eat tevel, or is it better to be mafresh truma and let him eat truma? That was the shayla. Ma'asav a tevel chamer, ma'asav a truma chamer, one man said tevel's chamer, meaning if Tevel's Chomer, Truma's the Hakalakal, the other man held that Truma's Chomer, which means the Tevel's the Hakalakal. The Gemara explains, man, so Tevel's Chomer, man, holds Tevel's Chomer, of a Truma Chazil Koyin. He held Truma's not so Chomer, because a Koyin at the end of the day is allowed to eat Truma. No one's allowed to eat Tevel, but at least the Koyin's allowed to eat Truma. That's a sign of weakness. Umar saw a Truma Chomer, the other man held that Truma's Chomer, of a Tevel Efshel Eskune, because Tevel, there's a way out of Truma, there's no way to be Misakin. As opposed to Tevel, there's a way to be Misakin. So what did the Brisa say? If you have a choice between Tevel and Truma, machloikis. However, if it's possible to avoid the Tevel and to avoid the Truma, that's the easiest option. And again, what would be the case? Case is you have the Tfud, you'll be mafresh the Truma Sumaisris, you'll put that aside, you'll do what you're supposed to do with that, and the Shirayim you're going to give to the Chaylas. If that's an option, of course that's what you're supposed to do. Now, that's obvious. You need the Braisa to tell me that? Of course, if you can give him the Chulin, give him the Chulin. The Shaila is when you can't give him the Chulin. It's a shayla v'kalakal. We know heter is more kuladik than iser. The question is, we have two dvarim asurim. What's that kalakal? So the Gemara says, obviously we need a little help here. Like tzricha v'shabbos. Oh, it's talking about where it was Shabbos. Meaning, on Shabbos, maybe there's a thought that even if it's possible for the chayla to simply eat the chulin, but if you're going to have to be mafresh, trumas, and maestras to get there, maybe that's not something you're supposed to do. And it's based on the idea that it's usher to be mafresh, trumas, and maestras on Shabbos. So that's nechidish. You would have thought that are you allowed to go be mafresh, trumas, and maestras on Shabbos so that you can get chulin, that you can feed to the chayla? Maybe not. That's the chiddush, that if it's efshe b'chulin, yeah, but the Gemara says, b'shabbos nami pshita, that's also pasha, because tiltol midrabbanan. Now the word tiltol usually means mukta, but over here it doesn't mean mukta. It means all it is an issur d'rabbanan. The issur to be mafresh trumas and maestras on Shabbos is an issur d'rabbanan. Tevel's an issur d'raisa. Truma's an issur d'raisa. So it's pashut. It's dakalakal. It's vayta pshita. So the Gemara says, "Achol mayaskina ba'atzah she'ena nakiv d'rabbanan." It's talking about the whole trumas and maestras, the whole tevel over here was a d'rabbanan, because this tefuah that you're going to feed the chayla didn't grow in the ground. It grew in a flower pot, not just a flower pot, a flower pot that doesn't have a hole on the bottom. It's not perforated. This is the infamous or the famous Otznitz She'enei Nakuv, comes up in some hard sugis and chas. So the Otznitz She'enei Nakuv, with a whole chi of Chumas and Maishus is anyways only midirabonon. So Stam is like the whole shayla is a midirabonon. And it's regarding that mass of a temple chamur, mass of a chumah chamur, but all on the rabbanon level. But being that we're dealing with the rabbanons, so you would have thought maybe give the guy Truma the Rabbanon, or give him Tevel the Rabbanon, but don't be Mafresh Truma Sumaisis, which is also a Nisid Rabbanon. The point is, we're talking about where it was Shabbos, and the Hafrosh Truma Sumaisis is also the Rabbanon. We're also talking about where it was an Atzah Chain Enoch, but these are the two Akimtas, with the Isin Tevel, this is Truma was a Nisid Rabbanon. So this is all one big Geshaft at the Rabbanon, so therefore we have to speak out that everybody holds, don't be Mafresh Truma Sumaisis. Everyone knows you should be mafresh trumas and maestras. The question is, so if you have the option to give the chulin, that's certainly what you should do. In the event that you don't have the option to give the chulin, then you'll be mafresh the trumas and maestras. And then, according to one mandam, you'll give the tevel. According to the other mandam, you're going to give the trumas. Maybe what we just said is really a machloikis tanon. Now, we said a lot of things. We're referring to what Rava said. Rabbi who just explained the Gemara that if it's Efsha Bechulin, if it's Efsha to give the person Chulin, then that's the preferable option, even if it's Shabbos, and even if it involves being Mafresh, Chumas, or Maisus on Shabbos. We'd rather do that. So the Gemara says, the Chura, that line should be told in the Machloikis Tanah. The Tanya will learn to the Bais, somebody that was bit by a snake, so you call a doctor, meaning even if he has to go outside the Tchum, he peers up to Tarnagoylus, if it goes in Leis HaKrishin, you can rip food out of the ground. You do whatever you have to do. And you don't have to give Meiser Divrei Rebbe. Lazar Reb Shimon said, no, you have to give Meiser. Talk to Gemara, name of Lazar Reb Shimon. But Loi Rebbe, you see, Rebbe says that it's okay to just give the person the Tevel. Ain't Sarach La'aseh. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon said that no, if there's an option to give him chulin, you'd rather give him chulin. So the Gemara says at first glance, everything that we just said seems to shtim with Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, not Rebbe. Because again, Rebbe said that don't be mafresh the Chumas U'maisris on Shabbos, just give him the tevel. That's exactly the opposite of what we just said. We just said that if there's an option of chulin, even though it involves being mafresh Chumas U'maisris on Shabbos, still that's what you're going to do. So the Gemara says that would seem to be Reb Elazar Reb Shimon and not Rebbe. The Gemara says, no, filo teimer Rebbe. Couldn't be it works even according to Rebbe. Because I'd come like a Rebbe Hassan. When the Rebbe says, Allah Eli Maisa Yarek the Rabbana, he was talking about vegetables. Krishan is leek. It's a vegetable. Which the whole Chia Maisa is only a Chia of the Rabbana. Abba Maisa, dog, and the Tevel Dei Raisa. But when we're dealing with something that's Chayv and Tevel Dei Raisa, even if we're dealing with an otzer chain, a knockoff. So right now, punk, this second, it's not chayv and chumas deraisis. But at the very least, it's a thing that's subject to chumas deraisa. So I feel a Rebbe moida. Even Rebbe's going to be moida that you don't ever want to give the person the tevel because the ishar it's like otzer chain and knockoff. Once you're going to allow the person to eat it, otzer chain and knockoff, otzer lemecha, otzer chain and knockoff, you can end up eating it, but otzer knockoff. So the bottom line is we really have two shilas floating around in this Gemara. Number one, in the world of Machila Noisak, the principle is a very simple principle. The application of the principle is where it gets tricky. So you have a chayla sheyesh by sakana, you have a lot of tefillah in front of you, and there's two options. Either you can be mafresh, trumas and maestras from all of it, and then give the chayla the chulin and the trumas and maestras, or you can just give it to Mes Tevel. So the question is, what's more chamur, or what's the hakalaka? Machlokes, one man says truma chamur, another man says tevel chamur. Another shaila that emerged from this Gemara is, what would be if you can simply be mafres trumas and maestres, and you won't even have to give him the truma? You'll be able to give him the chulin. But it's Shabbos. And Shabbos, you're not allowed to be mafres trumas and maestres. That's a separate shaila. Whether should you go ahead and just be mafresh the trumas and maestres on Shabbos, or maybe no, maybe it's better that you give him the tevel. Zok de Gemara, another braisa that's going to lead into some agadata that's going to take us until the end of the yom. Tanu Rabbanan, Misha Achsei Bulmas. Again, we're talking about something that was overcome with bulmas. Bulmas comes from someone being in some state of starvation. It affects his eyesight. And once he eats, his eyesight hopefully will be restored, and that will be a sign that he had a refuah. So if somebody has bulmas, machil and oisai dvash, the best thing to give him is honey, or v'chom mina mesika, something else that's sweet. Shadvash, v'chom mina mesika, mir mayun enav shaladim, because these are things that cause a person's eyesight to be restored. V'afa bishain rai ladavar, even though there's no riot to this, zeicha ladavar, but a zeicha there is, a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, that says, v'yoymer yoynesan, Achar avies haaretz reuna ki oiru einai. My eyesight came back ki ta'amti ma'ad dvash hazeh, because I ate a little bit of dvash. So you see, dvash restored Yoinasan ben Shaul's eyesight. So the Gemara, my afa bishen raya davar, sounds like a checkmate. It sounds like a pasuk. Why is it not a raya? Because tassim la bulmas achse. Then I do a bulmas. It was something else. We're saying that for someone that has bulmas, given dvash, that we don't have a raya. We have a raya that there's a link between dvash and eyesight, but that it's true for someone with bulmas, that we don't know. That's the chiddush. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, lo yishanu el lachar achila. This now we said that bulmas is very good. That's after a person ate already. Abul koydim achila migrigar. But if somebody is in a state of bulmas, which means he's really, really hungry, he's in some state of starvation, and you give him dvash, not only is it not going to satisfy his hunger, it's going to actually make him hungrier. It's going to backfire. And how do we know that? Lichsiv, that's from another pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. So the pasuk is long, and it says, "Vayimtzu ish mitzri basad." They brought this ish mitzvah to David. And they gave him lechem, bread. And then they gave him to drink. Then they gave him some sweet food. And his ruach came back to him. So this mitzvah was found on the side of the road. He had in a field. He hadn't eaten for 3 days and three nights. And what did they do? They gave him bread. They gave him water, and then afterwards they gave him all the sweet things. Oh, so you see from here, that's what Abaye was saying, that you're supposed to do a la'achar achila. Koidem achila, it's megergar. But do what David HaMelech did. First he gave him lechem amayim, and then afterwards they pulled out the dvash. Zog the Gemara, Amar of Nachman, Amar Shvam. Nachman said in the name of Shvam, Mishach, so bulmis, someone that has bulmis, machilin, oisai, alya bidavash. So you give him the alya, you should try to take the tail, that's the fatty part of the animal, and stick it in dvash. Who said this? Rav Nachman, in the name of his Rebbe Shmuel. Not coincidentally, Shmuel was a doctor. That's why in so many of these sugyas of Inyani Refuah, you see Shmuel. Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua said, Af Soilus Nekiyah B'dvash. Doesn't necessarily have to be meat, and doesn't have to be fatty meat. You can give him some soilus, some flour, as long as it's refined flour, that's all. Rav Papa said, Yekiyah Afilu Kimchi Desayri B'dvash. You can even give him Soirim with Vash, that's going to be enough. Rav Yechon said, Pamachas Achazani Bulmas. Rav Yechon said, I was once overcome by bulmus. It's interesting. We learned the Gemara in Masechtas Brachas that Rabbi Yochanan used to eat a lot of fruit. Maybe there's a connection. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I once had bulmus. He said, I ran to the east of a fig tree. And I was mekayim the pasik. That if someone has chachma, it can save his life sometimes. Meaning, going to the eastern part of the fig tree, that saved my life, Rabbi Yochanan said. How do you know that Tani Rabbi Yosef said, a roitzim litin tam teino, if somebody wants to really taste the best part of the teino, yifna lemizrach, you should go to the eastern part of the tree. Shenemar umi meged tevuos shamesh. And the way we're darshaning it is, umi meged is miloshin sweet, tevuos shamesh, referring to the sun. So the sun, which has its largest impact on the Mizrach side of the Teina, that's where the fruit is sweetest. Rabbi Yochanan knew Rabbi Yosef's drasha. So because he knew Rabbi Yosef's drasha, he would, Rabbi Yosef lived after Rabbi Yochanan, but he knew the drasha of Rabbi Yosef. If you really want to be accurate, it wasn't even a drasha of Rabbi Yosef. It was the Tane Rabbi Yosef. It was a brisa that Rabbi Yosef had taught. So Rabbi Yochanan knew Rabbi Yosef's brisa, and as a result, he knew which part of the Teina to go to, and that's what he said, Achochma techaye baleh. On that note, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Yavaka Azli Ba'urcha. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef were once traveling together. Achzei bulmus, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda got bulmus. Kofchei l'raya. So he saw a shepherd, and he forced him, Rashi says, to give him some food. I'm like, Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef turned to Rabbi Yehuda, I can't believe you just did that. He said, Kapachta es haraya? You pasha took a sandwich out of this guy's hand. Had you have a right to do that? Marasas came out to the masa. When they came into the city, Achzei bulmus, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef got bulmus. And Adru Belagi Vitzoy, and the whole place came out. Rabbi Yosef, Nimuka Imoy, the God of Adar, has bulmus. So everybody came, they started giving him food, and they gave him things. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, ani kapachti es haraya. I held the raya at gunpoint. Yeah, punk, they gave it to you, but let's be honest, they gave it to you because you weren't okay. And that's why they did it. He said, Anika Pachti as a raya, one person, Ataki Pachti as a irkulu. So Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, another story. This time it was Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosef. So the first story was Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. Now Rameir was also up there. And they were all traveling together. Rameir have a dayak bishma. As an aside, Rameir used to be medayak in names. So Rameir would ask you what your name is, and based on what your name was, he was already able to understand your personality. He knew different things about you. He was dayak bishma. He made diyukim in the name of a person. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, however, lo yehavi dayki bishma. This wasn't something they used to do. Says the Gemara. On that, they came to a certain place, Ba'ush Biza, so they were looking for a krechme. They were looking for some place to stay. Yavulu. So they came to this Ushbiza. Amrulai, so they asked this person, the host, they asked the mashmecha, what's your name? Amar Luz, he told him, Kidur. My name is Kidur. Amar, so Rameir said, oh yeah, brach, his name is Kidur. Shma mina adam rashahu. Rameir was medayik the name Kidur, and he said, he must be a rasha. Shenemar, it's a pasuk. Kidur tapucha is ema. Kidur tapucha is there. It's a dreit welt. It's a dreit generation. He says, Kidur is miloshin Kidur tapucha is. This is a real diak. And he was medayik bishman. He said, based on that, I'm worried. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Ashlum Lake Yosai. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi came. So they asked this person, Kida. He said, tell me, would you watch my wallet, my money? Right? They gave him everything that they had. Rameir, Loy Ashlum Lake Yosai. Rameir didn't trust him. Kidar Tapucha Yosai. So he didn't give it to him. The Gemara says, Ozal Eisvei Be Kivre Davos. What he did was, he took his money and he put it next to the grave of Kidar's father. So Kidar's father was buried somewhere on this estate. So he went, and that's where he put the money. So the Gemara, that night, Kidar had a dream. And in the dream, his father came to him, and he told him, Toshokol kisa the manach ha-reshet ha-ugavra. So he told him, on top of my head, he said, ha-ugavra, he meant himself, he said, go to my cave, and over there, you're going to see a lot of money. The next day, Amaluach, he said, they're sitting, they're having lunch together, and Kidar tells him, it's such an interesting dream. My father came to me in a dream. You're a bunch of rabbis. Maybe you can help me out. And he says, he told me that by my grave, there's a money there. I should go take the money. So the Gemara says, Amaluhu, they told him, they started, everyone started rolling their eyes. And they says, oh, when did you have this dream? You had it on Friday night. Oh, a Friday night dream is shtusim vavol. It has nothing to do with it. So he was talking about Rosh Hashanah dreams, the Chassam Sofer's dream on Hashanah Rabbah. But this is a Friday night dream. He says, you don't have to worry about it. Also Rameya, but he knew where his money was. This was a very real dream. So the Gemara says, Rameya went with Nachi Kuli Yoyme. He stood by the grave the whole Shabbos. He was watching his money. The next day, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, they went to Kidar and they said, where's our money? Amalusi told them, money? Ladam, I don't know what you're talking about. Amalu Ramey turned to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and he said, Amalay Dakisu Bishma, why weren't you Medayik his name? Amalusi, they told him, Amalay Amitlan, Mar, why didn't you say anything? Amaluhu, Emet Amiyano Chashashu, Achzuki Miyami. He said, I wasn't going to tell you. I said, it was a Chashash. I can't tell you, I knew for sure he was a Rosh. I thought Kidar is Kidar Tapuch, I say, but I didn't know it. For sure, bottom line is, the Gemara says, Mashchu v'ailu l'chanus. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, they had to get back their money. So what they did was they brought him into a chanus. And when he came into the chanus, chazut tlafchoy asfame. They saw that he had lentils on his mustache. So they knew what he had for lunch. Oslo, they went back to Kidar's wife, and they told Kidar's wife, you know, your husband's watching something for us. It's money. If you could please give it to us. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. He says, I'm telling you, he told me to come. He says, prove it. He says, tell me, what did your husband have for lunch today? He had lentils, right? She said, you know something? They must be onto something. This was a good simon, and based on the simon, they gave it to him. The story doesn't end. See, he heard what his wife did, all because of the things on his mustache. He ended up losing all this money. See, he killed his wife. This was one big happy family. The Zaydin, the Kaver, everybody's involved in this. So the Gemara says, Hainu Datan, Datanya. Now you want to know the rest of the story. There's a Braisa. This comes up in Masechtas Chulin as well. That says, Mayim Arishonim, Hechilu Basa Chazir. Because of, on the count of Mayim Arishonim, somebody, a Yid, once ended up eating chazer, and Mayim Achroinim Hargu Asanefesh. Because of Mayim Achroinim, somebody once got killed. Says the Gemara, this is the rest of the story for the Sefer. Mayim Achroinim Hargu Asanefesh. Because had Kidar taken Mayim Achroinim, he would have cleaned himself up, he would have cleaned his mustache, he would have cleaned himself a little bit. This would have never happened. What would have never happened? Now, Yud and Rabbi Yossi maybe would have never gotten their money back. But at the very least, Kidar's wife would have stayed alive. So Mayim Achroinim Hargu Asanefesh. In terms of what Basa Chazir and has to do with Mayim Arishonim, so Rashi tells the short version of the story, Ayin Sham. Snuck the Gemara Ula Besoif. After this story, Havadaika Vishma. Meaning originally, in the beginning of the story, Ramei, Rabbeis, Rabbi Yehuda, only Ramei was Medayik names. Rabbeis, Rabbi Yehuda weren't Medayik names. But after this, they realized that maybe Ramei was right. So the Gemara says, Kemata Lehu Beisa. They once came to a house, and they asked the person what his name is. The Shmei Bala. He said his name is Bala. Like I will the Gabe. They said, I'm not walking into the house of a person whose name is Bala. Amri, they said, why? I'm in a Rasha. He must be a Rasha. The Chsiv, the Omar, Lebala Nu'ufin. Lebala means worn out. K'may achre balaisi hoisali edna. So what does Bala Nu'ufin mean? K'loimar zikena bin Ufin. This person is Bala, is already old because of Gili Arayas. This is a Rasha. And they already learned from Kidar they weren't going to be a guest in the inn of Bala. Exhale. So today's daf, Yuma daf Pei Gimel, just like Pei Beis, and just like Pei Aleph, and just like Pei Dalet, and just like Pei Hei, and Pei Vav. So these dafin over here, one daf after the next, mamish, one gemara after the next, these are tfar ma'im den beruma yishol oyla mamish. But I think it's kedai to speak a little bit about probably the most famous line in the daf, and it's something that we've spoken a lot about, but ein beis medrash b'loi kama chidushin, and that is Tanu Rabbanan. Misha achsoi bulmis, machilin oisoi hakal hakal. Someone that has bulmis is considered to have been struck with a machlo sheyesh bo sakana. And because of that, we do whatever we need to do. We violate Isurei Torah to save this person's life. Meaning, he needs food and we'll feed him even food that's not kosher. However, we do it with a little bit of a cheshbon. What we do is we ask ourselves, how could we give the person what he needs, but at the same time minimize the amount of averis that we have to be over? And the Gemara gave a few examples. The example that the Gemara spent the most time on was what would be if you have two choices. You can give the person with bulmus tevel, or you could give him truma. Which is the kalakal? And that one example was very confusing. It was machlokes in the Gemara. Mar savar tevel chamura, mar savar truma chamura. And really, what the Gemara is saying is tein lochacham v'yach gamoy. We have to apply these principles of machilin oisei akalakal. And any time a person finds himself in such a situation, he has to ask himself, what is the machilin oisei akalakal? And based on that, he makes the decisions. The most recent time that we spoke about this in great length was when we spoke about the epic tshuva from the Dvar Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua Mendel Arenberg, when he was on the Kastner train together with the Satmar Rav, and the train stopped on Shabbos, and the people on the train were told that they can exit the train and they can, you know, take care of themselves. And there was a shaila that broke out, a halachic shaila between the Satmar Rav and between Rabbi Yeshua Mendel Arenberg, what the right thing to do was. Why? Because they were outside the tchum, and leaving the train would have involved going outside of the tchum. It's not allowed to walk outside the tchum. Once you're outside the tchum, you're stuck. You can't go outside your dalet amos. So what was the other option? The other option was maybe to use the facilities inside the train and then take the graf shel rei and throw it outside. The problem is taking the graf shel rei and throwing it inside involved carrying from the train, which was a karmelis, out, which was a rishus hayachid, to the area outside, which was a karmelis. So there's a hoitzah. And that was the question. What's that kalakal? Walking outside of the tchum or carrying from a karmelis to a Rishos HaYochid? And there was a whole Shaila in Chelek Aleph and Var Yeshua Simen Tezayin, an epic Shepa, epic Shuvas. But again, it came down to this one line in Masechta Zuma Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Just like so many of these Shailas do. Halach is Machil Enoise Hakal Hakal. And we have to ask ourselves, what is the Hakal Hakal? The Rosh and the Ran. Right here on this Gemara, they quote a fascinating discussion that the earlier Rishonim had. The Shaila was presented originally to the Ravid. There was a chayla sheyesh by sakana, and the doctor said that this chayla needs meat. And there were animals, but they didn't have any freshly cooked meat that could be fed to the chayla. However, there was basin of vela that were able to give to the chayla. And the question that they asked the Ravid was, what's better? Should we call a shaychet, shechtim animal? It's like this will be able to feed the chayla kosher meat. Or maybe it's better to take the basin of vela and give the basin of vela to the chayla. What's the hakalakal? To do shechita on Shabbos? Or is the hakalakal to give him bas a nevela? Now, at first glance, you would say, of course, the nevela. Nevela is a lois haseh. Shechita b'Shabbos is a lois haseh sheyesh by karis. It's a lois haseh sheyesh by misas bezdin. So there's no question in the world that Shabbos is more chomer than nevela. Just like the Gemara said, tevel is more chomer than nevela, because tevel is misa b'dei shemayim, and nevela is only a lois haseh. So certainly Shabbos is more chomer. So based on that, you would think, for sure you should give the nevela. Stating that, the Ravid and the Maram and Rutenberg and the Rosh and the Gedolei Rishon, they all said svaras. Why, maybe you can argue that even though Shabbos is for sure more chomer than nevela, maybe the right thing to do would be to be mechal Shabbos and not to give the chayla, not to give nechayla nevela. Stating that, the Ran says a very, very unique svara that's quoted by the Achronim throughout Shas. And that is, says the Ran, I don't think we're comparing apples to apples. He says, why not? If you're going to shech the behema on Shabbos, you're going to be mechal Shabbos. You're going to do an avera that's very, very chomer. However, you're going to do an avera chad pami. It's a one-time deal. It's one maisa, it's one aveira, and it's an aveira sheyesh by kara, sheyesh by misas bezdin. If you're going to feed the chayla nevela, every kizayis nevela that the chayla is going to eat, he's going to end up being over a loisa, say, of nevela. So says the Ran, you want to know what's more chomer, chil Shabbos of nevela? That's easy. Chil Shabbos is more chomer. So in the world of machila noisei akala kal, given the nevela, of course, don't let it be mechal Shabbos. However, over here, if you're going to allow him to be mechal Shabbos, it's one maisa. However, if you're going to give him nevela, he's going to be chayiv al kol kizayis for kizayis. So being that you're going to be chayiv al kol kizayis for kizayis, says the Ran, it's true that a lois nasei sheyesh by karis is more chomer than a regular lois nasei. Avol nira li. However, I believe that if you're going to have to be over the regular lois nasei kama pa'amim, Now the regular lois hasei becomes more chamer than the lois hasei sheyesh by karis. And in the world of machil and oisei akal akal, said the Ran, it's better to shech the animal than to give him the nevela. Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Ha'aretz, and this is in Simin Ches, says that he thinks he has a raya from a toisus in the beginning of Masechtas Yevamos, not like this Ran. We know that Allah is that asay is doicha lois asay. See, if you have a question, asay doicha lois asay, you have a beggar. On the one hand, the beggar is shatnes. On the other hand, the tzitzis on the beggar. So the asay of tzitzis is doicha lois asay of shatnes. We also know that asay is not doicha lois asay she yesh by karis. Right? Asay is not doicha lois asay she yesh by karis. What about an asay being doicha lois asay vase? Say is not doicha lois asay vase. What about two lois asays? Is an asay doicha two lois asays, or is it not doicha two lois asays? So Taisa says in the beginning of Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Gimel, that just like an asay is doicha one lois asay, an asay is also going to be doicha two lois asays. Freit Rabbi Chanan, if the Ran is gerecht, or if Taisa is like the Ran, that two lavin is more chamer than a lois asay sheyesh bekaris. So how could it be that an asay is doicha two lois asays? If an asay is not doicha a lois asay sheyesh by karis, then kal v'chaymer that asay can't be doicha the two lois asays. Because in two lois asays, the lav of nevela, quote unquote, is more common than the lois asay sheyesh by karis, the lav of Shabbos, quote unquote. So if Tosfos says that asay is doicha two lavin, that must mean that Tosfos held that two lavin is less chomer than a lois asay sheyesh by karis. In other words, what the Ran understood from a davar pashit, and that is that two lavin or multiple lavin is more chomer than one lois asay sheyesh by karis. It's mavur from Tosfos not that way, because Tosfos said just like an asay is doicha one lavin can be doicha two lavin. Why don't you say that it's multiple lavin, and because it's multiple lavin, so it's for that reason it would be more chomer. So you see, lechayr that Tosfos held not like this Ran. I was discussing this today with my son Shlomo Zalman, and he told me his muschul rishon was that he wasn't sure he understood Rabbi Chanan's stushta. Because what's the Ran saying? The Ran is comparing a lois asay sheyesh by karis to two lavin, or does the Ran mean to say chad pa'ami? He means to say that when you do shechita, right, when you shecht an animal, so it's one maisa shechita. If you're going to give the chayla food, you're going to sit down, he's going to eat dinner, what's for dinner? Nevela. So he's eating another kizayis. Every kizayis is another achila. It's not an achila, it's not an achila, it's not an achila. Could be the ransfar was, just do the aver once. It's one aver, you do it once. You can't get, you're doing it again, you're doing it again, you're doing it again. In Tosfos' case in Yevamos, when the asay is being doicha the two lavin, it's clear it's one maisa. Because if it's two maises, it won't be be'idna, you wouldn't have the tchia. So it's poshut that Tosfos' case was, where on the one end I have one maisa. It involves one asay, it involves two lavin. So Tosfos, if it's one asay and two lavin, I think the asay should be doicha the two lavin. Frank Rabbi Chanan, what about the Ran Svara? Maybe the Ran Svara is not that two lavin is be a soid more chomer than a lav sheyesh by karis, but maybe all the Ran is saying is that when the lav sheyesh by karis is one time, as opposed to here you're doing noch aver, and noch aver, and noch aver, and noch aver. So that's a svara. You don't tell the person to do seven averis. When it's in one nice, so it's one pa'ulah, so efshay nochinami. And that's what Tois is talking about in Yevamos. Because Tois is discussing be'idna, so obviously it's all happening simultaneously. So if it's all happening simultaneously, so it couldn't be two lavin, and a chinami is going to be less chomer than a lois asay sheyesh by karis. A one time lois asay sheyesh by karis versus a one time two lavin could be lois asay sheyesh by karis is going to be more. What the Ran is talking about is, should we sit and mamish be over avera after avera after avera, or do one maisa avera? Could be it's more in the pa'amin. It's more in the maisa. It's not so much in terms of the echos of what it is he did, just the aura of al-kopanim. This is the famous Ran. So much raid on this Ran. But this is the Ran's yisai. The Ran says, in the world of machil and oisei akal akal, it'd be better to feed the chayla than a vela. It'd be better to go ahead and be Mechal Shabbos and do the Shechita rather than give him the Nevela, even though Chil Shabbos is for sure more Chomer. But that is an Avera that involves one Avera, as opposed to the Nevela, which is Al-Kol Kezayis or Kezayis. It's for that reason that that's going to be more Chomer. Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Sfarim and Be'ikr in his Sefer Lekach Toiv. So Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote many, 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 many Sfarim. One of the svarim that he wrote is called Lekach Toiv, and Lekach Toiv has klolim. And there's 16 klolim in the Sefer Lekach Toiv. The Sefer was recently reprinted. In Klal Tesvav, in the Sefer Lekach Toiv, Rabbi Yosef Engel brings this Ran, and he says that he thinks that the Yisoy, the gut of what the Ran is saying is something that's not only Negeya, right here, this Shaila, but it's something that has ramifications in Kol HaTorah Kula. And that is, Rav HaEichos versus Rav HaKamos, or in English, quality versus quantity. What takes precedence? If something is more qualitatively, but less quantitatively, the other thing is more quantitatively, but it's less qualitatively. Rav HaEichos, more quality, versus Rav HaKamos, more quantity. What's considered the ikar? What's considered the Rav and Allah? So says Rabbi Yosef Enkel, as the hakdama to klal tezvav. This is the Ran. The Ran, on the one hand, said you have chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos is a loisnas sheyesh by koris, sheyesh by misas bezdin. We keep Shabbos, eichel amaisav ereshes, eichel etzias mitzrayim. It's roiva eichos. In eichos, there's nothing like Shabbos. I'm a chal Shabbos before I hezi yazan v'din of a yin. There's nothing like Shabbos in eichos. But it's chad pami. It's one avera. Nevela is al kol kizayis to kizayis. Not nearly as chomer as Shabbos. But at the same time, it's roiva kamas. You're going to do so many averas. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that l'chayra, when the Ran said that to me, the hakala kalas chil Shabbos, meaning what's more chomer than nevela, what he was saying was that roiva kamas is more than Rav HaEichos. And that's why in the world of Akal HaKal, the Kal is going to be the Rav HaEichos, the Chomer is going to be the Rav HaKamos. And says Rabbi Yosef Engel, this is garnished as I push it. This has ramifications in many, many areas in Halacha, and in Klal Tezvav, he lists many of them, and if you count them, 26 places in Shas where Rabbi Yosef Engel brought Rayas to this Shaila of Rav HaEichos versus Rav HaKamos. So just to mention a few. Number one, we'll just start with a Gemara Masechtas Yuma. The Gemara, when it was discussing Abaya Hava Mesader, the Marocho, Bishmei the Gemara, Valibad Abashal. So Abaya, when he was Mesader, he went through the Seder Yom that took place every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. So when he went through it, he said that the Marocho Gedoyla was the Marocho that was set up before the Marocho Shnia Shal Keteres. So there were two marochas, three marochas, four marochas, machlikas tanam, Yom Kippur, they always added a marocha, but you had all these different marochas that were there, and the marocha gedoyla, the big marocha, they were masada before the second marocha. And the Gemara says why, and the Gemara says, really, I can hear a svara why they should have been masada the marocha gedoyla first, and a svara why they should have been masada the marocha shnei shal keteris first. The marocha gedoyla, says the Gemara, that's what all the karbonas were. Every single akhtara that happened, whether it was a kaimis, doesn't matter what it was, it all happened on the Marocha Gedolah, the big Marocha. That's where all the activity was. The Marocha Shnia, Shal Keteris, was used for the Keteris. It was used inside the Heichal. They would take the coals and they would walk it into the Heichal. And because it was used inside the Heichal, it was used Lefnim, it has a Chumrah. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, what's the Shaila? It's Roiv HaEichos versus Rav HaKamos. On the one hand, the Marocha Shnei Shal Keteres is Rav HaEichos. They're bringing it into the Heichal. But Mitzad Sheni, the Marocha Gedoyla, that's Rav HaKamos, because that's where all the activity is. What did Abaye say? Marocha Gedoyla koidemes the Marocha Shnei Shal Keteres. Which means Rav HaKamos versus Rav HaEichos. Another example, I'm skipping around. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel. It's Yidui, the Rambam says that if a person has to give tzedakah, and he has two choices. He can give a lot of tzedakah to one person, or he can give a little bit of tzedakah to a lot of people. So says the Rambam, what should you do? So the Rambam says you should give a little bit of tzedakah to a lot of people. Now, the Rambam said this in his Pirush HaMishnayos. It's not a Yad Chazal. This comes from the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos. It's on a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It's in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tezvav. The Mishnah says, HaKoy Lefi Roiv HaMaisa. So what does that mean? Dr. Rambam, this Mishnah is one of the biggest Yesoidis in Yiddishkeit. Ayin Shama, beautiful Lashon from the Rambam. He says, this is where it's at. Hakol if Yireva Maisa, that if a person has an ability to do a mitzvah by doing many maises, or he could do a mitzvah by only doing one maisa, it's better to do it through many maises. And this is where the Rambam gives this marshal. Someone has a certain amount of tzedakah to give, I can give it all to one person, or I can distribute it to many people, says the Rambam, HaKoyla fi Reva Maisa. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, what's the Shaila? Oh, this is Reva Kamas versus Reva Echos. Reva Kamas, I could do a lot of maises, but each tzedakah is going to be less significant. Or you can write one big check to one person, so that's going to be Reva Echos, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. That's what the Rambam's saying. What the Rambam was saying was that it's Rav HaKamos versus Rav HaEichos. Another example. The Gemara says, it's a Mishnah, Masechta Zvachim. Kol HaTodor Mechaveiroi, Koidim Lechaveiroi. The Mishnah also says, Kol HaMekudish Mechaveiroi, is Koidim Lechaveiroi. Clears the Gemara, Todor u Mekudish, Is the mehem kaidim? Is tadim kaidim? Or is mekudesh kaidim? Says like, what are the two tzadim? He says, Pashmi, these are the tzadim. Mekudesh means it's more kaddish, it's more holy. It's roi va'echas, it's more chashav. Tadim means you do it more often. It's roi va'kamos. He said, this is the shayva. It's roi va'echas, or is it roi va'kamos? Another example that Rabbi Yosef Engel brings. Avram Avinu, so when he came together with Sarah to Paroi, so he was very afraid that Paroi might want to kill Avram. So like this, he can take Sarah. So what did he say? Imri na choysiyat. Just say you're my sister. Like this, they're not going to go ahead and kill me because otherwise I'm afraid they're going to kill. In other words, Avram made a cheshbon that Paroi is going to be concerned about Esh Hazish, right? He's not going to go ahead and just take Sarah. She's an Esh Hazish. So what's he going to do? She's an Esh Hazish. So he's going to kill Avram. By killing Avram like this, he's going to be able to take Sarah. So Frank Rabbi Yosef Engel, I don't understand Pasha Pshat. He says, Avram made a cheshvin that Paris is going to be worried about Esh Hazish, but Paris is not worried about Shvichas Damim. He said, not just that, what's more chamer? Is Shvichas Damim more chamer or is Esh Hazish more chamer? He says, I'll bring you a raya. He says, because somebody that kills someone or itzeach is chayef sayef. If someone's mezana with an Esh Hazish, he's chayef chenek. In the order of Dalud Mises Bez, then Saif is more chamer than chenek. Shimon argues. But the Chachamim hold that Saif is more chamer than chenek. So if Saif is more chamer than chenek, Shvichas Dam is obviously more chamer. So what was Avram Avinu's cheshmen? He said, they're going to be worried about Esh Hazish, they'll kill me. I don't understand. If you're not worried about Shvichas Dam, why are you worried about Esh Hazish? So Rabbi Yosef Engel, maybe this was the cheshmen. It was the lumdish cheshmen that Avram Avinu was preempting that to kill someone, that's chad pami. That's one time. It's roi va'echos. But it's chad pami. Esh Hazish is on kol biyo. That's already roi va'kamos. So said Rabbi Yosef Engel, maybe that was the cheshmen. That's what Avram Avinu was bavarning. Rabbi Yosef Engel says, I'll tell you another nafkamina. What would be if a person can do many mitzvahs, but every mitzvah that he's going to do, he's going to do, no. He's not going to do it 100%. Or you can do less mitzvahs, but every mitzvah you're going to do, your mamish going to do it a knack. Yesh lehis topic. Im yesh lo adam lekayim shtei mitzvahs. Ve'em bi yechol teirak, oy lasay shteyim shalik etikna. Both of them are not going to be perfect. Oy lasay is achas ketikna, v'ashniya tuvata legamri. The other one is not going to be. Ma adif bazeh. Which one is better? So he has a whole discussion about this. And he throws in Derech Agav two marmakaimas. He says, one is Alach and Shulchan Aruch, right in the beginning. Aruchayim Simen Aleph, Sivkot and Aleph. Toiv ma'at tachnunim b'kavana, meharbe shaloi b'kavana. It's better to daven a little bit with kavana than to daven a lot without the kavana. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, sounds a little like this shayla. To daven a little bit kavana is roiva echos. To daven a lot without kavana, that's already roiva kamus. He says, no, maybe kimim achalik. And he says, I have another example. From a Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim says that if somebody has enough food to eat two proper sudas on Shabbos, or if he wants, he can eat three sudas that are not going to be so proper on Shabbos. So he can eat two and be mevatel the third suda, or he can eat three, but it's going to come at the expense of the other two. So what's better, to do three all not such good sudas, or to do two sudas, kesuda shleima b'shaita, and you just can forget about the third suda. And the Magen Avraham and Simon Reish Sadek Aleph brings the Sefer Chassidim that says, it's better to have two proper sudas and not the third sudas. He says, again, it sounds a little bit like this shayla. It's a shayla of roi va'echos versus roi va'kamos. Right, sounds a little bit like Bekiyas versus Be'iyun. Bekiyas is roi va'kamos. Be'iyun is roi va'echos. But either way, it says Rabbi Yosef, this mamish the shayla. It comes down to the shayla of roi va'kamos, roi va'echos. Either way, we just mentioned 5 of 26 examples that Rabbi Yosef, some of them are super gishmak, but just, we don't have enough time. But Ayin Shom, where he talks about a bunch of different examples of roi va'echos and roi va'kamos. Bottom line is, we have a Ran. That the Ran says, you have a chodesh yesh v'yisak kono, daf flesh, it's Shabbos, you have two choices. You could shecht an animal, give him kosher meat, or you can just give him the get velo. What should you do? What's the kalakal? Says the Rana Chiddush. You would think for sure nevelo is the kalakal. Says the Shabbos is the kalakal. Because Shabbos you do once, as opposed to nevelo, you're going to do again and again and again. It's going to be al kol kizayis for kizayis. What do you mean? It's not so poshit. Shabbos is still Shabbos. A bunch of nevelos is worse than Shabbos. Oh, Reva Kamus. So essentially what the Ran was paskening was Reva Kamus versus Reiv Ha'echos, with, as Rabbi Yosef Engel said, ramifications and all these different sugyas and hanging along in different gemaras and different areas of halacha. But the truth is, there's another very important piece to this discussion, something we've spoken about in the past, but te'im beis medrash b'lei chiddush, and that is, there's a gemara in Masechtas Erevin, daf yud gimel amid beis. The gemara says, Amar Rab Abba Amar Shmuel, Shalosh shanim nechleku beshamim b'sol. Beshamim b'sol argued for 3 years. Halalo emrim halacha k'maysein. Halalo emrim halacha k'maysein. So beshamim b'sol argued for 3 years. Beshamim said the halacha is like us. B'sol said the halacha is like us. So 3 years there was fighting. There was no way to resolve it. Yotza Baskel v'amra. Baskel came out and said, "Elu ve'elu divrei k'mchayim hein, but v'halacha k'beisol. Elu ve'elu divrei k'mchayim, but the halacha isn't like b'sol. The teres chayim." In Masechtas Erev and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis on this Gemara, and Rabbi Yosef Engel himself in Gilyoy Ne'ashas in Masechtas Yevamis Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph asked the obvious question. Bisham Bisol argued for 3 years. They each said Halacha K'maaseinu. Now we know this Machlokes Bisham Bisol throughout Shas, and obviously if Bisham said what Bisham said, Bisham thought Halacha is like them, and if Bisol said what they said, obviously Bisol thought Halacha was like them. So what's this machlokes that went on for 3 years? Halalu oimer malacha k'maaseinu, v'halalu oimer malacha k'maaseinu. No, Bishamai said, Bishamai, I think the law's like you. And Bishamai said, Bishamai, I think the law's like, of course, obviously. Bishamai said, halacha k'maaseinu, and Bishamai said, halacha k'maaseinu. What's this 3 years they were arguing, and each one said, halacha k'maaseinu. So the Teres Chaim, Rabbi Yosef Engel, they said, a dover nifla. They say, you know what the pshat is? Bishamai still were at a stalemate. They realized there was no way for them to see the world the same way. So they said, okay, we have to be machriya. Say, how you machriya machloikis? Says it in the Torah. Achrei rabim lahatais. You go bust the roif. But you know what happened? Another fight broke out. Because the Gemara says that Beisil was the roif. Most of Klal Yisrael were affiliated, were constituents of Hillel. But at the same time, the Gemara also says in Masechtas Yevamis that Beis Shammai was mechadad itve. Beis Shammai was much sharper than Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel was Reva Echos, was Reva Kamus. Beis Shammai was Reva Echos. So you know what happened? They said, all right, we agreed to disagree. Let's go to a Rav. Let's bask him. So they sat down with an objective shlish. And he said, okay, this is the way we're mediating this. Achri Rabam La'adlis. And then another fight broke out for 3 years. Beis Hillel said, Halacha k'maaseinu with the roif, because we're roif akamos. And Beis Shammai said, no, Halacha k'maaseinu with the roif, because they were real roif aeches. Yotza Baskel. A Baskel came out. What did Baskel say? Halacha k'Beis Hillel. Oh, you know what that means? If the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that means it's roif akamos. And that's the makar. That's the makar to roif akamos. But just to end with something mamish not shayach. And that is, so Beis Shammai held, Beis Shammai held Reva Echos. Beis Hillel held Reva Kamos. There's an Ovis de Ramasan in the end of the second parak that says, Vehemidu Talmidim Harbis. Ovis de Ramasan is the first pirish that was ever written on Pirkei Ovis, right? It's essentially a pirish on Pirkei Ovis. So the Mishnah in Ovis says, Vehemidu Talmidim Harbis. Says Ovis de Ramasan. Shebeis Shammai Yoimrim, Beis Shammai said, Al Yeshana Adam, Elo Lemishu Chacham Anav. A person should only teach Torah to someone that's a Chacham and someone that's an Anav. And he has yichas, v'asher, and has agvir ochet. So according to Beis Shammai, who do you teach Torah to? Someone that's a chacham, someone that's an anav, someone that's a ben avos, and someone that's an avos. So I'm l'chol adam yishana. You teach Torah to everybody. Shahar be poishem hoyav am b'Yisrael v'neskar v'lo talmud Torah v'yatzum em tzadikim chasidim k'shem. Beis Shammai, they were roiva echos through and through. They only taught Torah to mishu chacham, v'anav, uben avos. For Asher, Beisul? No, Beisul taught Torah to everybody. Beis Shammai held you had to be Toichei Gevara. According to Beisul, you didn't have to be Toichei Gevara. I saw in the Sefer Mefaneach Tzfunois. So Mefaneach Tzfunois was written by Rav Menachem Mendel Kasher. So it was a pirish on the Tzofnas Paneach. So he writes in Perek Aleph, it's under Chaymer Vitzura, it's Taf Nun Hey, if you want to look it up inside. So he brings, there's a Sefer Chasidim, and this comes from the version Mekitzei Nerdame. So there's two Nuschois based on two different manuscripts of the Sefer Chasidim for Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. I think they both have the Tzava. But there's two different Nuschois as it relates to Sefer Chasidim. There's the classic one, the one that most people use and have, the one that Reuven Margolis wrote his Pirishon, but there was another one called Mekitzei Nerdamim. And in Mekitzei Nerdamim, Simen Tov Tov Yud Beis, the Sefer Chasidim addresses something very interesting. Perhaps the most famous Vachloikisim between Bisham and Bisul were the Yud Ches Dvarim. The Yud Ches Dvarim are discussed in the latter part of the first parak of Masechta Shabbos, and there were 18 different things that Bisham was Machmeron and Bisul was Mekelon. However, because of a whole maisa that happened, Nimnu v'gamru, they ended up passing like Bisham. It was a very big deal. It was a terrible day. Kushal Yisrael, Kim Shanasa by Egel. But the point is that's the Yud Ches Dvarim. So Bisham, they wanted Yud Ches Dvarim. Beis Hillel didn't want Yud Ches Dvarim. This is a Marumakim Nifla. This Sefer Chassidim tells the rest of the story. Why didn't Hillel want the Yud Ches Dvarim? Shammai was saying, good. Make Yud Ches Dvarim. Right, go through the Yud Ches Dvarim. A lot of classic chumras. He says, what's the big? Wash your hands before you eat bread. Why can't you have Yud Ches Dvarim? Says Sefer Chassidim, quote, Hillel, lamaloi hayu chafet for Yud Ches Dvarim shegazru Beis Shammai. Why did Beis Hillel want the Yud Ches Dvarim? Falei kulam siyag l'tayra. They're all siyag l'tayra. Says Rav Yudah Chassid, Elo Omar Hillel. Hillel said, im nigzar, if we're going to make the gzera, so la yuchlu lamid boy harayif. He says, I'm afraid most people won't be able to handle this gzera. Yoimru, you know what people are going to say? Mid the halesa, Afshari divrei Torah ena mikker, and it's going to end up causing other things that are more important to be lost. So Beis Hillel was looking, and they said, "I'm looking at rife people, and what do rife people feel? Rife people that they're never going to be able to do this." So he was worried. He said, "We're going to make zeri avada the yud ches dvarim. It's amazing in a perfect world, yud ches dvarim make chav ches dvarim." He says, "The problem is I don't know if Talmud can handle this." So they were worried. But what did Beis Shammai think? So said Rabbi Nachman Mendel Kasha. He said, "You want to know what Beis Shammai of?" Shammai didn't care about the roif, he cared. But roif ha'echos, at the end of the day, you know what's going to happen with Yud Ches Dvarim? We're going to have Yechidim, they're going to be Mamish, they're going to shtay. Beis Hillel was more worried about the roif ha'kamos. He says, for roif ha'kamos, most people, quantitatively speaking, this is not such a good idea. It's for the roif ha'echos. That's where it's going to be good. Beis Shammai was roif ha'echos. Oh, it's roif ha'echos. Halal o'ayrim, halach, kimay seyna, we're roif ha'echos. Beis Hillel was roif ha'kamos. And because of roif ha'kamos, so therefore Beis Hillel held it wasn't a good idea. So this is in the Mefanech Tzvunois, which is a quasi-pirish on the Tzofnes Panech. So which Tzofnes Panech is this going on? This is going to bring back some good memories. This goes back, and we're going to end with this, for real. And this is a raid bite that we spoke about, but it's mamish worth repeating. In Mesechtes Brachis, Daf Nun Ches Hamid Beis. And this is in Perek Haraya. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabban, Haraya Chlusa Yisrael. If somebody sees a Chlusa Yisrael, Rashi says, Chil Gadol Shal Shishim Riba. You see 600,000 Yidin, so you're supposed to make a bracha. Baruch Chacham Harosim. Supposed to make the bracha. So you see 600,000 Yidin, you make a bracha, special Baruch Atah Hashem, Elikeinu Melech Oivam, Chacham Harosim. So the Gemara, I'm skipping a little bit. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yishua, they were once walking together. Pogu baby Rav Chanin, Rav Ravika. And they met Rav Chanin, Rav Ravika. Amrule, said they told Rav Chanin, Rav Ravika, Bahadi de Chazinach, now that we saw you, Barchina Loch Tarti, we're going to make two brachas. Baruch Ashecholak Michach Masili Ureyav, that's a bracha you make if you see a big chacham. And then we didn't see you in a long time. So they said, Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu lazmanaz. Amrulehu, so Rav, now that I saw you, I'm not going to make two brachas. I'm going to make three brachas. Why? Because you're so chashev to me, I see you as if you're 600,000 people. I'm going to make three brachas. Number one, number two, Baruch Chacham Harazim. And then the Gemara says something very mysterious. Amrule. So they told Rav Chanin Breid Ravika, Chachimas Kulei Hai, oh, you're such a Chacham. Yavu Be'enai, they looked at him, the Shachiv, and he ended up dying. So because Rav Chanin Breid Ravika made the bracha of Baruch Chacham Harazim on Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, the G'dayli Amiram, he died. Yavu Be'enayu, they looked at him, the Shachiv. So the Ragach of a guy asked, he said, I understand. What did he do to be chayiv misa as a chiddush la'alacha? He made a bracha. But why did he deserve misa? Why was he yavu be'einayu? And why did he die? So he says, because when do you make the bracha of Baruch Chacham Harazim? You make the bracha of Baruch Chacham Harazim when you see 600,000 people. What was Rav Chanina Breid de Ravika? What was his chiddush? What was he saying? That Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breid de Rav Shua, you're one person. You're two people. But you're so chashev. You're like 600,000 people. You know what he was saying? He was saying, you don't only make the bracha Baruch Chacham Harazim on Rav HaKamos, you also make the bracha on Rav HaEchos. If you're going to make the bracha on Rav HaEchos, whose sheet is that? That shita's Beis Shammai. Oh, you're Beis Shammai. Now you're Chayav Misa. You know why? That takes us back to the very beginning of Masechtas Brachas. But the Gemara says Rav Tarfin came to Beis Medrash and he said he was once saying Kriya Shema and he was machmel like Beis Shammai and he said, I almost died. And they told him, Kedai ho yiso locha ba'atzmacha shavarta al divrei Beis Silo and you went like divrei Beis Shammai. So said the Rogach of a Goyen, we find that people that went Kenegad Beis Shammai during those times, if you went Kenegad Beis Silo, you were Chayav Misa. That was the Pshat. The Pshat was that if that means he was treating the Reva Ichos like it's Reva Kamos. They smell Beis Shammai. Oh, you're Beis Shammai. You're like Beis Shammai who wants the Yud Ches Dvarim. You don't care about the fact that Reva the people it's not going to work for. Because at the end of the day, there's something called Reva Ichos. You're like Beis Shammai that says, Al Yishana Adam Elo Lemisho Chacham V'Anav U'Ben Aves V'Asher. You're like Beis Shammai that said, Halacha Kimoisenu for 3 years because we're the Reva. Because like the Gemara says in Yavamas Yodalad, we're Mechadid Itfei. We're the right. He says, you're like Beis Shammai. Oh, you're like Beis Shammai. But one thing we have for sure is as it relates to this Shaila of Reva Echus, Reva Kamus, which comes up at least 26 times. But Reva Echus and Reva Kamus. So the Ran said it's Reva Kamus. Mechitesi. Maybe it's Reva Echus. Oh, you know what the answer is? It was a Basco. The Basco said Reva Kamus? Yeah. Because the Baskel said Elu ve Elu Divrei Elikim Chayin. And they're both Reves. Reva Echus, Reva Kamus. They both have merit. However, you want to know the Maisa? Halacha Kedivri Beis Hillel, we paskin that it's Reiv HaKamos.